In the Midst of Civilized Europe by Jeffrey Weidlinger, read by Leighton Pugh. In the very midst of civilized Europe, at the dawn of the new era for which the world awaits its charter of liberty and justice, the existence of a whole population is threatened. Such crimes dishonor not only the people that commit them, but outrage human reason and conscience. Anatole France, 1919. Introduction. Will a slaughter of Jews be next European horror? In the years after the Holocaust, survivors around the globe began compiling memorial books, one for each city and town. These literary monuments to destroyed communities preserved local stories and documented the names of victims to keep memory alive. As a historian of Eastern European Jewry, I have long appreciated the way these memorial books provide insight into the everyday rhythms of ordinary life. In them, contributors share anecdotes about the local schools, the fire brigade orchestra, the soccer club, the Zionist youth group. They paint portraits of local celebrities whose fame extended only as far as the wheat fields around the town. A favourite teacher, a respected rabbi, the town councillor, the water porter everybody knew. They document events small and large. The time a Jewish soldier returned home from the Russo-Japanese War. The time a travelling theatre troupe from Odessa came to town. The time a fire burned down Yankel Friedman's Inn. The day the Nazis arrived. But such memorial books are not only histories of the pre-war period, they are also prehistories of the war itself. Take, for instance, the memorial book from the town of Proskuriv, located in today's Ukraine. The book's title, Khurban Proskurov, captures the calamity the city endured. The Yiddish word Khurban, destruction, a term derived from the Hebrew Khurban, denotes the destruction of the two biblical temples in the 6th century BCE and the 1st century CE. The Ur catastrophes of the Jewish people, and has since been used to describe an array of other disasters, from earthquakes to the sinking of the Titanic. After the Second World War, it became widely understood to refer to the fate of European Jewry under the Nazis. As is typical of memorial books, Khurban Proskurov begins with a dedication. To the memory of the holy souls who perished during the terrible slaughter that befell the Jews of Proskuriv. The frontispiece depicts a common image in Holocaust art, a single memorial candle and a rosebush with thorny stems evoking barbed wire. A landscape of rolling fields beneath a city on a hill suggests the bucolic countryside around Proskuriv, with fields of flax and wheat and orchards of cherries and plums. As in many such memorial books, the text is in Yiddish and Hebrew, and includes a foreword by a well-known townsman, in this case the folklorist Avrom Rechtman. There are the usual tales of local personalities and municipal institutions. The book concludes with the names of the martyred, a list that extends to 30 pages. What differentiates Khurban Proskurov, though, is that it was written in 1924, 9 years before Hitler's rise to power and 15 years before the start of the Second World War. It commemorates a different Khurban, a different Holocaust. Or perhaps it is more accurate to say, the real beginning of the same Holocaust. The destruction of Proskuriv took place a year after the establishment of a Ukrainian state that promised broad freedoms and national autonomy to its Jewish minority, and 3 months after the armistice of November 11, 1918, that ended the Great War. Delegates from 32 nations had just gathered in Paris to work out the treaties that would formally cap what H.G. Wells called the war that will end war. Meanwhile,